Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Take a trip around the AFC North. The Marcobali Report is brought to you by Icy Light. Marcobali is here with us on the Fan Morning Show. So is Crowley from Ireland. Nicholas Harry Callis. Callis, how you doing, man? You doing all right? You hanging in there back there?
I'm surprised. I'm not as sleepy today, and yet I haven't said much because there's so much to say with so many people.
There is a lot to say.
There's a lot to say.
He looks sleepy, though.
Do I?
You have the sleepy eyes going on today. Like, you need some sleep.
What? Really?
Does he have the sleepy eyes?
Oh, well, we see him every day. He looks a lot more sleepier sometimes than he does now. I'll say that. But
I've got so much more energy. I'm getting more sleep.
I think you look fine.
Thank you.
Wait, did we ask you a game ball? Did you even watch the game?
Yes.
Okay. Well, sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes we'll ask him about the Pirates, like during Pirate season. He'll be like, oh, I didn't watch the game.
Oh, the Pirates play more games sometimes.
I'm just saying. I had to ask. I had to preface that. Who's your game ball?
I got to give it to Kenneth Gainwell. I thought that he was way more impactful than I thought he would be, and he's somebody that contributed to that offensive effort.
Nice.
So
awesome.
I give it to him.
Ravens are 1-3. Mark, are the Ravens done?
No, absolutely not.
They do not look the same.
No, they don't look good, but they're not done. Now, if Lamar's out for any significant portion of the time, you got to be a little bit worried of if how far you're falling back. But remember, last year they've tended to get off to poor starts.
Yeah.
Past couple of seasons, but this was the season that everything was supposed to be in place for them to win. But when you don't run your Derrick Henry like they didn't the past 2 weeks, and those things tend to happen. But now they're definitely not done. But I think Cincinnati's done. I think Cleveland never was in the conversation. So I think it's still a two-man race.
I think at this point it might be profoundly disappointing if the Steelers aren't hosting a home playoff game. That's
wow.
all it took. That's all it took for me, Doran. That's
wow.
all it took for me, Mark, was this Sunday. I said, ask me again after the Chiefs game. And not only did they lose and give up 37 points and the defense is off to a historically bad start, they're also super banged up on that side of the ball. And they play a Houston team that's going to be just as desperate as they are the next time that they take the field, and they might be doing it without Lamar Jackson. Maybe I'll reposition my stance here. It will be profoundly disappointing if the Steelers are not hosting a playoff game, if they do not win the AFC North, if Lamar Jackson misses a couple of games here. Because if he's not playing against Houston, I don't think they're going to beat Houston. And they could start 1-4, and you should start 5-1, you're going to be favored. The Steelers are these next 2 weeks. They're in big trouble. They don't seem to know, to your point, Mark, what they want to be offensively, which is weird because of all the continuity. And defensively, it's just been a train wreck. It's not through a quarter of the season you can't ignore.
Not just Lamar Jackson. Ronnie Stanley, their tackle, he was banged up in yesterday's game. Marlon Humphrey was banged up in yesterday's game. Roquan Smith, their linebacker, was banged up in yesterday's game. Wiggins, their other corner, was banged up in yesterday's game. I never want to say never for the Ravens or even for a team like the Chiefs, but it is looking dark soon.
Yeah,
it's getting dark real soon.
You remember last year they were, I think, two down from the Steelers with 4 weeks to left, and they end up winning the division by two games. So I know it's a different team and all, but I'm not counting the Ravens out. They got too much talent to be this bad this long. So I would imagine they'll figure it out. Harbaugh seems to always seems to figure it out. It starts with just like, how about running the ball? I mean, that's what the bread and butter of this team has always been. That's what it needs to be. And when, you know, Derrick Henry gets 8 carries followed by a game that had 8 carries, you're not going to win too many of those games.
Do you think that they've lost faith in Derrick Henry? Is that why he only got 8 carries, because of all his fumble issues?
Let's hope not.
I mean, there's nothing else to – I mean, I don't know how you explain it.
Let's hope so.
How so? Losing faith in him, you still think he's a good player? I'd still think he's a really good player.
No, I'm saying let's hope that they lost faith in him.
Right.
I mean, not that they're going to stop giving him the football, but, I mean, 16 carries in 2 games when he's supposed to be the yin to the yang, the peanut butter to the jelly, it doesn't make any sense. And Harbaugh tends to go through stretches like this.
Yeah.
I know that, Mark, you said you have faith that he can turn it around, but he does this sometimes, and it makes very limited sense to me. Be who you're supposed to be. And for their sake, I mean, maybe it won't be too little too late. There's still a lot of season left to go, but they've definitely dug themselves a hole. And if they're going to be this banged up, I don't know that they dig their way all the way out of it.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Bengals play on Monday Night Football tonight, and they take on the Denver Broncos. We don't have faith in the Bengals, right? Like, no. They're done.
You know, I can't wait that happens. They trade for Russell Wilson just in time for them to play against the Steelers.
You think that's going to happen?
I mean, you don't need – at this point, what do you need Russell Wilson for?
Nothing.
I know. I mean, you got Jameis, right? You have Jackson Dart. You have an expendable commodity there, and the Bengals are at least looking for somebody to get this ship righted, at least partially. I mean, we know Browning is not that guy. Wouldn't that be a great, great little twist to that story? Whew. I would do it. So, until they find a quarterback that's better than what they have right now, they're just a non-factor in my eyes.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge Bengal believer coming into the season because the defense was so bad. And I still don't have a lot of faith in the defense. And now you don't have Joe Burrow. I mean, Mark, to your point about trading for a quarterback, if you're the Bengals, one, they're cheap as hell, so I don't know that they would want to do that. Two, you only do it if you feel like Joe Burrow is going to be back for the postseason, right? And if he were to get there. And three, I don't know, does Russell Wilson make them a playoff team? They had an MVP quarterback play last year, and they did not make the playoffs. I don't know that Russell Wilson's going to overcome their problems. I think they are done, finished, kaput.
Kaput. I think you have to try to salvage it right now. I mean, what are they? They're 2-1. It's not like they're 0-4 at this point. They will likely be 2-2 after tonight. But I think you owe it to, well, we're talking about the Bengals now, so I don't know if I can say owe it to the fan base to at least get somebody who's capable of being a quarterback and win you some games, and I think Russell Wilson is still capable of doing that.
The Browns got whooped by the Lions. We kind of all saw that coming, 34-10 yesterday. Joe Flacco, 184 yards. He had 2 interceptions. Could it be possible that we see Dylan Gabriel?
It's getting there.
Whenever the Steelers take on the Browns.
Too many turnovers by Flacco. And what you have to like to see out of the Cleveland, if you're a Pittsburgh fan, is finally a team was able to run against them.
Right.
I mean, would they have about $120, the Lions? So the immovable object of the Browns front seven was exposed a little bit. But, I mean, the Browns, you would assume Joe Flacco does you no good right now. Were they 1-3? I mean, the season's pretty much over. You go with Dylan Gabriel. At least you know what they have. Then if you have to, you go to Shador Sanders after that. But, yeah, I would imagine that soon, the Gabriel.
Yeah, they stink. They stink. They absolutely stink. And defensively, the problem is that as good as they had been, like, you're going to lose games because your offense isn't good enough, and you're just going to wear down. And you would hope from a Steelers standpoint that they're worn down by the time you play them in a couple of weeks. You know Tomlin doesn't want to face Flacco. The way that Anthony Richardson was catching shade in this week leading up to the game, talking about Carson Wentz, you know Tomlin doesn't want to see Flacco. Tomlin's more scared of Flacco than he is a 4th-and-1 with a game on the line. Like, he loves that guy. So give me some Dylan Gabriel, baby. Let's go.
I think the ultimate question here is, can the Steelers take advantage of what's going on in the AFC North with the backup quarterback of the Bengals, Lamar Jackson potentially being hurt for weeks, and you know, just the Cleveland Browns being the Cleveland Browns. If the Steelers get somewhat healthy, and I don't know how healthy they're going to get throughout the bye week, they're going to get Joey Porter Jr. back. But I think the other two guys, Jalen Ramsey and Calvin Austin, I think they're going to be out past the bye week. So can they roll the run game that they got established yesterday into the Browns game? If they can do that, then I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they can do that or not, because it was just a one-time thing here against Minnesota. I'm not quite sure that that carries over to in 2 weeks when they play Cleveland. But I tell you one thing, they are set up to go 5-1 right now before they actually play a decent team in the Packers. I mean, after that, what do you have? You have the Colts, Chargers, Bengals, Bears. I mean, you have a schedule that all of a sudden, this is why I don't like breaking down schedules in April. Things change quite quickly, and right now it doesn't look like it's a very difficult schedule as what it was maybe 4 months ago. That could change in 3 weeks right now, but in the short term, it looks like 5-1 is very easily attainable. And did you know, both of you guys, how many teams in the National Football League have a better record than the Pittsburgh Steelers right now?
How many?
Two. The Eagles and the Bills.
Hmm.
Well, a bunch of 3-1 teams, but that doesn't
those are the two.
I mean,
teams.
It would be a disappointment if they're not 5-1 after the next two. And I think that Cincinnati game on a Thursday night on the road is tricky because division road games are tricky. But after a bye, playing the Browns at home, you gotta win both of those games, and particularly you have to win. It'd be nice to win one of them in a convincing fashion, wouldn't it? Not to have to deal with all these one score games. Why is Mike Tomlin's record so good in one score games? It's because at games like yesterday that it should not have been a one score game, and they turned it into one.
When was the last time they didn't have a one-score win?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Been a while. Twitter brought to you by South Raiders. Hills Kia. Oh, yeah, the Raiders. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, we're going to get Mark's thoughts on the Steelers' defensive performance from yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dickerson, Cabali, Crowley from Ireland. He's on the stream here, video stream. Callus is here as well. Social Media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them today at awaken180weightloss.com. And I think it's Bad Bunny. I don't think anybody wants to see his ass perform at the Super Bowl. I don't even know what song it is. I don't care.
Do you think Callison knows who Bad Bunny is?
No.
I thought it was a newer artist that I didn't know. Is Bad Bunny somebody that existed before my time?
No, it's somebody that is newer. I think he's probably like Callis age, right?
I just know him from wrestling.
I didn't even know he wrestled.
I saw on TV there was a station reporting on it that news broke. I don't really follow this person.
How fortunate did Adam Schefter have that 3 minutes before the commercial came out last night? He must have been really lucky to be able to get that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's really.
I thought Bad Bunny was a woman until this segment.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Bad Baby.
Baby Mama. I like that movie.
Baby Mama. I get that mixed up as well.
Guns and Butter.
I'm like, okay, fine. Like, there's so many other performers out there that everybody knows that everybody could probably get on board with that they could have picked from, but they picked Bad Bunny. Nice.
You know,
I'll tell you, they could have taken the band that played yesterday, Clotta, I think they were called, like traditional Irish music, but it slapped. They played like AC/DC, but in Irish theme, and it was freaking awesome. I would sit. I'd sign up for 25 more minutes of that over Bad Bunny, who I guess is a man.
Well, it should have been Metallica. Bay Area.
Yeah.
They've done stuff with orchestras before. They've done stuff with Lady Gaga before. It would have been, how's the kid say it now? Slamming? Or is that no? What's 6'7 mean, by the way?
Anybody my kids know? Say it all the time.
6'7?
My son Jet, my middle son Jet, he picked 67 to be his basketball number.
Just because of that.
Just because of that. I was like, get out of here.
You know what? I'm thinking out loud here. You know what's cool? You'll be home in 10 minutes, Dorn, and it's going to be 10 hours before Crowley's on the plane.
That is. And he's basically going to have to come straight here. I think he lands at, 10:30?
Yeah.
You land at 10:30, you're going to be all jet-lagged and all messed up, and then you're not going to be able to fall asleep. And then once you fall asleep, it's going to be time to wake up to get here.
That is correct, Doran. Yes, thank you for putting that in perspective. All the while having just a terrible gut situation ongoing,
which is
a nightmare.
Do you need a ride from the airport? Because I could bring you guys in my van, and I could then take you to the station, and we could have a sleepover.
I'm not having a sleepover with you and my wife, Harry.
Mm. No, I'd drop her off at your place, and then you and I would come to the station and have a sleepover. We'd just sleep in the studio.
Mm. Yeah, I've never used a airplane toilet for the
number two.
Yeah,
no, me neither.
I don't think I can fit in
me
at
neither.
Number one.
Right.
Crowley's not saying anything.
He's definitely going to use it. He's 100% going to use it. All right, Mark, your thoughts on the defense? I thought Deshaun Elliott felt his presence immediately. Him being back and being a part of the defensive backfield, knowing the defense, I thought that he was definitely missed communication wise. Now there was a breakdown, obviously, on the Addison touchdown, but your thoughts on the defense as a whole? It looked very different. It looked like it was it looked like Steelers of the history.
Yeah, and the crazy part about that is I don't think Cam Hayward had a stat. And I still think he played well, though. I don't think he didn't play terribly. I think a lot of people contributed. I mean, we saw Benton finally. We obviously saw Harmon. We saw Black Queen. You know, you go down the list here. But I think Deshaun Elliott, he's almost like that glue, man. I think that's what he's laughing at.
Black Queen.
What? What did I say?
No, go ahead. Keep going. You're good.
I don't even know what I said. Oh, no. This is going to make the viral, isn't it? What did I say? What did I say that I wasn't sure of? Oh, no. When Callis starts laughing like it, it's really bad.
You got to throw the
pack. I said Pat Queen,
no,
by
said
the way.
Black Queen.
I said Pat Queen.
No, you're talking about YA Black and Patrick Queen. And you said Black Queen.
There's a comma in there somewhere.
You got to throw the Patrick in the middle there.
Am I allowed to continue, Crowley?
Yeah.
What about you, Callis? I said, Elliot, I mean, no matter what I say now, it's not going to make any sense. I said he was the glue. I think he is the glue of the defense. I'm done. Over to you, Dorn.
Go to Crowley.
Every time I hear Callis, I can't concentrate laughing when he's laughing.
Ireland had a problem for a long time with a white king, and they took care of that business.
What'd you think about the defense, Crowley?
I thought that Y.A. Black,
comma,
made a difference and was pretty good. I thought Keanu Benton might have played his best game, at least since his rookie year. But I think he definitely played his best game of the season. It's not even close. And Nick Herbig is a massive difference maker. And I don't want this to be lost either. I think a big key in getting after the passer the way that they did, and they've been elite at it now for the last 2 weeks, when the first couple of weeks the pass rush wasn't there the way we would wanted to see it. I think getting out to an early lead is massive. They're out 14-3 against the Patriots, and then you're able to pin your ears back a little bit. You get out 14-3 against the Vikings, and you can pin your ears back a little bit. I think that Aaron Rodgers' effect on this offense has also had an effect on the defense. And really, they had playmakers at every single level of the defense, and those inside linebackers who had left a lot to be desired through 2 weeks have been much better the past two, certainly this one.
They were pretty banged up on the offensive line. We tend to forget that, too, Minnesota. So that could have, I mean, But they
took advantage, though, and you're right about that. But they took advantage, and they wouldn't have. Are you still laughing? They wouldn't have, no. Maybe.
Callis might be.
Last week, 2 weeks ago.
Patrick Queen.
Black Queen.
I should have just said PQ.
Oh, all right. Coming up next, Mike Tomlin said the win against the Patriots was a great win for his team. I tend to agree with that. Any win you can get on the road is a great win, especially in the AFC. But I think that this was a great win for one reason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Dickerson, Cabali, Crowley, he's in Ireland still. He leaves tomorrow morning to come back home. It'll be a long trip for him. Where you go, to Dallas first?
Oh, yeah. It'll be a 9-ish hour flight to Dallas. And then I'm not even sure how long the trip from Dallas is back to Pittsburgh. But all the fun I've had, I will have to pay the penance with tomorrow's travel, I am sure.
Was the flight from Ireland to Seattle to Pittsburgh booked or something? I mean, could you find a closer point to get off here? Crowley, what's going on?
Yeah, I have zero problems with the airline, the travel agency, any of that. It's just a strange thing. In the flight industry,
yes.
Oh, we're going to connect. We'll fly out of Dallas to go to Dublin. I'm going to fly past Pittsburgh
right.
6 hours. Like it's very frustrating, and I would have been able to get a better night's sleep before the show on Wednesday, but nobody cares. So
wait, is Larry and Pomp? Are they?
They're
coming
back.
Home?
I think they're back.
Oh, they're back.
Yeah,
they came with the team, right?
I think they came. I think they took 4 planes, and I think they might have staggered them, so 2, 3, 4 in the morning. So Pomp's probably sleeping.
Wow.
Unless, you know, he makes his wife make him breakfast every morning, doesn't
wow.
he?
Wow. Look at that.
I heard there. Pomp was Pomp got on the team plane, and Pomp had a couple of beverages, I believe, on the way over here. Said he didn't sleep. I'm not sure Bob slept the entire trip. I mean, that guy was bouncing all over Dublin. And, hey, it's nice to be the king because he probably got a nice road himself where he can lay down, try to take a little slumber, direct flight, probably 5 hours and 45 minutes, blasting back to Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Now, did you have a full flight heading over?
We did Pittsburgh to Chicago, so we went the opposite way there. But that makes a little bit of sense because then you fly over Canada, not to get too into the geography.
Okay.
I like to watch the little plane go on that tiny little line.
Let me rephrase this. Was the plane full?
Right.
Yes.
There was a lot of people there.
It was jam packed, filled with Steelers fans. I thought you meant was it like a full flight? Hey, yes, it was. It was jam packed. There were people, all of whom Steelers fans, even from Chicago, and that's been reflected in the population of Dublin these last 2 days too. It's been a total Yinzer takeover, and the Vikings fans that we've met have been very cool, but there have not been as many.
I'm glad you didn't get robbed like Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be very worried. We talked about that earlier. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
There's still 1 minute left, Mark. We'll see.
I talked about earlier that, you know, Mike Tomlin said last week that the Patriots win was a great win, and I felt like yesterday's win was a great win for one reason. It's because I'm not going to go as far to say that the Minnesota Vikings are a really good football team, but I know they're an explosive football team. They have arguably the best receiver in the game. They have a good offensive line that did get hurt. They have weapons across the board on offense. And on defense, they're multiple. They do all kinds of different things, show different looks. I thought it was very significant for the Steelers to get a win in Dublin and to head into the bye week against a team that was explosive and that was very multiple. That, to me, was the most significant part of that game yesterday and why it was a great win, in my opinion, because not only did you play a good team, you played a team that could really put some points on you if they really wanted to, and you slowed them down from doing that.
Yeah, and for the most part, I mean, you look at Jefferson had 130, Addison had 120, big numbers, but the last two drives accounted for 170 of those 380 possible yards. So there's a reason why the numbers look like it was. I like the win more. Not because of, you know, what the players did. I think this really shows that maybe Arthur Smith might know what he's doing a little bit. Maybe Terrell Austin might know what he's doing a little bit because, like we said earlier, both of those guys pretty much made the two best coordinators, arguably, in the league look foolish at times just by scheming up some stuff. So that's what has me looking forward to this is they can be multiple now in what they want to do, and they have a coach, offensive and defensive coordinators are willing to do different types of things. So I like that.
Would you like to see them do more of the six offensive linemen stuff with Jalen Warren in the fold? I think
I don't know if that will work.
Yardage, I think that's your best.
Do you think that will work? I don't know if that was specific because of Kenny Gainwell's size. That's what I'm just curious about. I don't know if you want a big bruising.
It's the only time they ran the ball all season, though. I mean, I hear you on that. I think it might be necessity is the mother of invention. But that, to me, hey, that's the one time you've run the ball well all season. I might be going back to that well until they show me they can stop it.
Potentially, but I just don't know if it's a fit for Jalen Warren. Does it make a difference, Doran? Does it?
No.
With size of running back, if you would Jalen Warren be?
I don't think Gainwell is that much smaller than Warren, to be honest.
Oh, Jalen Warren's thick.
He's thick, but like I mean, size. I don't know if it really makes.
Kenny Gainwell's tiny.
Thick counts as size. Thick counts as size.
You had to get that in there, didn't you? I don't think it really matters though.
Twice, I think.
But I think it's more of like okay, like the scheme of how we're doing it. And can we fit any running back in it? So, like, if it worked, I'm bringing that in the next week against the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of my game plan, but I don't know if that's like it was yesterday, where, you know, Darnell Washington was playing 80% of the snaps, and you had Connor Hayward as a fullback and Spencer Anderson playing 36% of the snaps. I don't know if I'm going to that extreme, but it's definitely a part of it.
I mean, Calvin Austin being out now, you might have to.
True.
You might have to.
True. Or you can, like we said, use those tight ends a little bit more differently. I just don't know if you want to continue to use the same thing over and over again. I don't like the fact of, hey, let's do this until we show that you can't do it. Because what happens when some team then shows it? Then all of a sudden you have to adjust on the fly.
Nice. Crowley's done.
I agree.
Yeah, he smoked.
No,
you're smoked.
I agree with...
You're done. You're done. That's it.
I agree.
You're done.
I agreed with you, and we both disagreed with Mark, and then Mark came around to see our side of things, kind of, so I figured I didn't have anything else to say.
I just don't think you can do it every single play. Or I don't think you go in as that is your main game plan.
At least you have something now that you can kind of revert to if you need to.
Yes. Plus, you know, this is four straight weeks, man. They play some monster defensive linemen, too. I mean, I don't think Cleveland is as stout, maybe. I'm pretty sure Cincinnati isn't, so maybe you can get away with just your regular formations there. But that's four monster defensive lines that they played in a row. Probably, I mean, I really didn't figure it out, but I'm sure those are four of the bigger ones or the better ones.
All right, we'll wrap up the show. Coming up next, Crowley's done. He's smoked. He's ready to get home. He's ready to get on the airplane and get home. 50-minute mark on a fan brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19, in Peters Township. I watched a Sunday night football game. I fell asleep before overtime. The Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys, they tied 40-40 in that game. But George Pickens, 8 catches, 134 yards, and 2 touchdowns. We kind of called it in the beginning of the year, Crowley. We thought that George Pickens was going to have a good year with the Dallas Cowboys, but yesterday he was the number one wide receiver. CeeDee Lamb was out. George Pickens having one of the bigger days of his career. How about that, guys?
Yeah, and the Steelers are 3-1, but you lose Calvin Austin for who knows how long. And so until they replace Calvin, until they replace Pickens, every time Pickens goes off, it's going to be a talking point.
That's not a talking point for me. I just think if CeeDee Lamb's in there, all of a sudden you got a different George Pickens, right? Mentality and probably the way he plays. And to be honest with you, since the day he's left there, number one, I haven't heard one person in that organization saying, man, we really miss George, number one. And there wasn't too many people even would say that. Less people even bring up his name. So it was time to go. I know he's a great talent, but there's just sometimes you have to let him cut a man loose. And that was that time.
I see where you come from. I get it. But he did have a good game last night.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he had a good game. Two Monday night football games tonight. You got the Broncos, Bengals, and you have the Dolphins. And who do they play?
Bengals.
The Jets.
So Justin Fields will be back tonight from what I'm hearing from his concussion. So you have Justin Fields, you have the Bengals, pretty decent Monday night games, I guess, if you're looking at the AFC. Got that tonight. Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Crowley, thank you. We'll see you Wednesday. Excited for you to come back to the States and to join the Fan Morning Show, man. Appreciate you taking the time.
You guys rock. Can't wait to see you in a long 48 hours.
Did you bring Doran home a gift, a memento?
He better have.
Of course I did.
Not. You didn't.
Not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, we'll see you. I'll talk to you, Crowley. Kallus, good job. Coming up next, I believe it is Donnie Football Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 81, low of 58 with overcast. Tomorrow, high of 81, low of 61, partly cloudy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.